T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's time for the Wide Nine. The gov is off, so Greg Hargrave, you're the Ken Jennings. Ladies and gentlemen, take over.
I think that makes gov Alex Trebek.
No.
He's still with us, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
But that's a high compliment for gov. I'll let him know you said that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, welcome, guys. Now you're in my house now. All right, let's go. First off, let's start with Michigan. Cade McNamara looked impressive, throwing for 260 yards and 4 touchdowns, and adding a rushing touchdown and leading Michigan from a 17-point deficit to beat Rutgers in triple overtime. Do you expect his level of play to continue for the remainder of the season, or will better defenses study and exploit McNamara's shortcomings?
I think he'll be really good, but I do think once there's some tape on him, it won't be as easy as it looked in the one series against Wisconsin, and how easy it looked on Saturday. So I think he'll be good, but it won't be a cakewalk like it was this week.
And I don't necessarily know that it is his weaknesses they'll try and exploit, but the Michigan offense's weakness. The last week was about the first time we saw them be effective in the run game, and that wasn't until the second half with Hassan Haskins. He's done a great job of blitzing or beating the blitz. So what do? You don't necessarily blitz. You stack the box, or you drop as many players as you need to cover the receivers and say, hey, we're going to make you one-dimensional. Prove that you can run the ball.
All right, the Clemson-FSU scuttlebutt was the most notable cancellation of the weekend and probably the season. Dabo Swinney blames FSU. Mike Norvell says, no, we weren't trying to duck you. A lot of people think Swinney and Clemson are at fault. Is there anything the ACC or any conference for that matter can do moving forward so that a situation like this doesn't happen again?
You have to have rules. And if you can't follow the rules, or if you don't have a standard that you're following, then there's always going to be a situation like this. We've seen it with Maryland. We've seen it with Michigan State, missed a couple of games. What is it that, Wisconsin, they didn't meet the red level to cancel a football game. This was something that an athletic director or a, chancellor or president, the decision that they made arbitrarily. When decisions are made arbitrarily, you're going to run into problems.
Right. It's very simple. You have a list of things that has to happen before a game can be canceled, and follow the rules and everything will be fine. Obviously, there was a little discrepancy over what the rules were, and the game was canceled. And I agree with Norvell. I don't think they ducked. This game was not canceled by the football program. It was canceled by the administration and their medical people.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your top three Heisman Trophy candidates.
Wow. See, the Trevor Lawrence thing is very interesting because he hasn't played. He's missed some games. But I'm still going to go in no particular order. I'm going to go Trask, Lawrence, and Zach Wilson.
Ooh.
I'm taking Fields off for the one bad game.
He
can come back on, but I was debating between Zach Wilson and Jones of Alabama, who has just been incredible.
He has been. This is a year where you've got five legitimate contenders. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm going to go with Trask, Fields, and Lawrence. And I only left Zach Wilson off because he just hasn't proven it against top competition.
Correct.
When you look at, BYU, and we'll get into this in just a minute, but at Houston, at Boise State, two really good games, and he performed well. So, I'm going to stick with Trask. He's been unbelievable so far.
Yeah, don't you think he's the favorite?
He's got to be because he is the first quarterback in the SEC to throw over 30 touchdowns in 7 games, and there is no fluff game at the beginning. This is all SEC competition. I mean, there's a couple fluff games right. for the SEC, but it's league competition.
I can't believe this guy is under the radar, but neither of you mentioned him. But remember when running backs used to dominate college football and you could really lean on a running back? How about Najee Harris? 16 touchdowns already, almost 800 yards rushing.
In fact, people are saying that him and Jones will split votes, so neither. Yeah.
And as good as Jones is, I think it's Harris that really runs that offense.
And the unique thing, Najee Harris, he had a 42 yard touchdown run. That is his career long. That surprised me. I thought he would have had one longer than that.
Did you guys ever hear he could have gone to Michigan? Illinois ran one of the most awkward-looking fake punts on Saturday. I think the punters started and stopped and started again three different times. What is your favorite trick play of all time?
He was dodging. Like, he was the kid in the backyard
dodging air.
But there was somebody coming at him. My two favorites of all time are the Marino fake spike that he throws the touchdown against the New York Jets, because everybody that you talk to says that's the one when they run the fake spike, they reference him. And the Music City Miracle. I remember sitting watching that game, and it was Frank Wycheck threw the ball to Kevin Dyson, ran down the field, and it was really our first, to me, introduction to instant replay. The one that seemed to matter the most, because was it a forward pass? Was it back? They gave it to him, and it won the game for him.
I believe we watched that game and that play in the same facility. Only you were in the locker room; I was in the press box.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. I bet. Yeah. How about that?
That's right. We have a history. The Lions Redskins game came second. Mine is I'm old school. I have two of them too. The Fumble-rooski, that Nebraska perfected back in the '80s. That was just unbelievable. And I have to say this for my daughter, because she wrote a paper about it, the Boise State play against Oklahoma.
Oh yeah,
on the 2-point conversion. That was just unbelievable.
It was. Yes. It was. And the last time we saw the Fumble-rooski, wasn't that the Patriots ran that in 2008?
I don't remember, but
yeah.
All right, Cincinnati, BYU, Coastal Carolina, and Marshall are all undefeated and ranked in the AP Top 25. Which of these teams would you like to see be the Group of Five representative in the New Year's Six bowl games, assuming you have them?
Well, the answer that I want to give is none of them. However, if I have to pick one, only because of their nickname, give me the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina, because they're the most obscure of them all. That's the reason.
But just to go back, it was the Statue of Liberty that New England ran in 2008. Okay. Sorry. I'm going to say BYU. Just like I mentioned for Zach Wilson, they're 9-0. They have one more game against the Fighting Brady Hoax on December 12th. Mm-hmm. They won at Houston. They beat their only ranked opponent, because their game against Army was canceled, is Boise State. It was there, and they spanked them. But I just don't know what they are. So just to prove that they're good, I'd love to see them in the New Year's Six.
You know, who's to say you can't have two of these teams? And maybe BYU and Cincy, if they both run the table, might be deserving.
Let's get wild and crazy.
All right, Auburn's Smoke Monday returned an interception 100 yards for a touchdown against Tennessee. Smoke Monday.
Okay.
It looks like Stetson Bennett IV has permanently been benched at Georgia, and DiCaprio Boodle had four tackles for Nebraska in the Cornhuskers loss to Illinois. Who has the best name in college football?
I have a few. I've got an offensive lineman, because you know I love my offensive lineman at Pittsburgh. Lame Dick.
Excuse me?
Lame Dick.
Lame Dick.
Yes. Okay. It might be pronounced Liam, but it looks lame.
Okay.
Lame Dick. Also, at Indiana, we've got Kervins Bonehem.
Okay.
I just thought that was good. We got Storm Duck.
That was mine.
Oh, Storm Duck. Oh, I'm sorry.
North Carolina defensive back, Storm Duck. And just to pick somebody that people have heard of, and I love them. I love the name when he played at Michigan, Mr. Simpson. Remember him? Yes. But so Ohio State has their version, Master Teague.
Right. Yeah. Or Steel Chambers.
Yeah.
Steel Chambers in the backfield. I think that's awesome. There's one more I've got to share.
Freshman I saw at Colorado, like Latavius Montana Latavius Craig or something like that.
There's a freshman at Vanderbilt, defensive back, Anfernee Orgy. Because who wouldn't love an orgy?
What about Stanford linebacker Thunder Kack? I saw that watching the Stanford-Oregon game a couple weeks ago, and I saw that on the screen, and I had to, I did a double take, and I had to look it up to make sure I saw what I saw.
Uh-huh.
All right, the Lions were shut out for the first time with Matthew Stafford under center on Sunday. We all agree that Matthew Stafford has worn out his welcome, and we want a different quarterback in 2021. What moment in Stafford's career ultimately convinced you that he's not the guy?
You know, you go through steps with Matthew Stafford, but last year he played so well. So I think for me, the coup de grace was the New Orleans game when he threw that stupid pick in the end zone looking for T.J. Hockenson. I think that was just an awful, awful pass. And then there was one also, I believe it was in that game, where it was very reminiscent of the Joe Milton interception against Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Where, what are you looking at?
Mine goes all the way back to 2009, and it was simply just being in the huddle with Matt Stafford. And I've said this since I was a teammate, and it's not a knock on him. Some are leaders and some aren't. I've said it for the past 12 years. The knock on him for me is I don't think he's a great leader, and he doesn't make those around him better. And a lot of people will say, how could you tell that early? There's just a feeling that you get from some guys, and they either have it or they don't.
The Lions face the Texans on Thanksgiving Day. Deshaun Watson has had a promising start to his career, but Bill O'Brien, his GM specifically, did him no favors with the team he has surrounded him with, notably trading away DeAndre Hopkins. When Watson's career is over, how do you think he will be remembered, and whose career across sports do you think he will compare to?
This was an interesting one because there's a lot of different options, but since we're limited on time, I'm going to go with, and I hope I'm not stealing yours, Allen Iverson. A guy that was just really never seemed to have a complete team around him. A great player, a lot of good numbers, just could never win a championship. Made it to the finals once, but couldn't bring it home.
I'm very similar to that. Okay, not a similar type of player, but a similar resume. He also played at Houston for a period of time. He did make the finals once, but also be remembered for playing in Philadelphia. That'll be Charles Barkley.
Yep.
Just a great player who never won.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the NFC East is trash. That's it. That's the topic. No, just kidding. The Eagles currently lead the division at 3-6-1, a half game above the Giants, Cowboys, and football team all sitting at 3-7. Who will end up winning the NFC East?
Well, I obviously want the Eagles to win, but unfortunately, my team I hate the most in sports, the Cowboys will win the division. They have too much offensive talent not to. They still have to play the Bengals. They obviously, what's going to happen is the Cowboys are going to play the Giants. Winner take all, week 17. It'll be flexed on NBC Sunday night to see who wins the NFC least. That's what's going to happen because the Eagles are just horrible.
You know what? I'm going to set it up now then because you could throw a dart at the wall and pick any one of these four. I'm going to say the New York Giants, and hopefully it does come down to week 17 because they're on a two-game win streak. They could have something rolling. They could have found that secret sauce. They play the Bengals. They could win three in a row. Then they play the Seahawks with a terrible defense. The Cards, the Browns, the Ravens, the Cowboys. I don't want anybody to win this division, but I just want to set up a week 17 matchup between me and Stoney, the Cowboys and the Eagles. I'm sorry, the New York Football Giants.
Anybody but the Cowboys. That's the way I want.
Yes,
want
me
to
too.
But I think the Cowboys will, unfortunately. And that is the Wide Nine for this week on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!